Hello and welcome to the Music Corner podcast. My name is Florentin and this is episode number 20. Well, this has been the year of all years, that's for sure. No matter what professional field you work in, I'm sure that this has been one of the most challenging years ever. I'm a school teacher, a music educator, a church music director, and an online musician. You feel free to check out my social media channels on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just search for Florentin Tishe, that's spelled F-L-O-R-E-N-T-I-N, and the last name is T-I-S-E. On YouTube, I have two channels, a larger one and a smaller one. The larger one is Florentin Tishe Plus, and the smaller one is simply Florentin Tishe. You can also check my website at florentintishe.com. Now, for musicians and especially music educators, for teachers in general, this has been quite challenging during the last few months. Now, back in mid-March, when this whole thing closed down, when our schools closed down, I think it was like March 17th or something that our school closed down, and we had to finish the year off teaching remotely, and that was quite interesting. But you know, at the end of that school year, most teachers, you know, we just tried to finish the year off well, just making sure that we cover everything and the kids don't fall behind. It was kind of like a make do end of the year, just kind of do the best, you know, just make the best of it, do the best that you can. Now, the beginning of this school year, you know, summer came and the pandemic did not go away. So we are now teaching quite differently. It's not just different methods and different approaches, but it's a different attitude. This now seems to be the norm, at least for a few months. We are simply teaching like we have never been doing it before. I've been teaching for 23 years now in the public school system, and I can say that I have never had such a challenging year as this year. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, it's a good challenge, but it is a challenge. Now, my school district, I work in school district 102. That's in LaGrange Park, Illinois. Our district gave the parents a choice in deciding if their child would come back into the building or not. So in our district, we follow a hybrid model where about 80% of the students are actually back in the building and about 20% are learning from home, you know, virtually on Zoom. And that's quite interesting, and I'm liking the model a lot. Our school district is also one of the very few that has adopted a corona screening test on campus. We have a on-campus lab. This is a new program from, I believe, it's one of the universities of Wisconsin, and we have an on-site lab here where everybody on the staff and the students can get screened for corona multiple times a week if they want to. I mean, it's not mandatory because you can't make that mandatory, but the option is there, and I've done it multiple times. I did test positive for corona a few weeks back, and I can talk about that at some point, I guess. It was a very challenging time for me health-wise. It was about 5 weeks ago or so. And well, that's a different topic for a different episode. And as a side note, I was sorry to learn late last night that President Trump and his wife also contracted COVID, which goes to say that, you know, this virus does not really differentiate. It doesn't care if you're, you know, in your 40s like I am, or in your 70s like the president is. It doesn't differentiate between poor and rich and white and black and whatever, so you really have to protect yourself. But anyways, back to my district, we are using a an on-site lab, and that has helped it has helped people to keep calm and to have this assurance that we would detect any COVID infection here and just deal with it. So that's been very helpful. And for specialist teachers though, you know, most kids are in the classroom with their homeroom teacher and the schedule has been rearranged, and that's great. For specialist teachers though, we are still teaching remotely simply because, and by specialist, if you don't know what that means, we mean like music, art, gym, Spanish, things of that nature, you know, things that are outside of the regular classroom. So in an elementary or junior high environment, the kids will be in their homeroom most of the time and then leave their homeroom to go to specials, that they go to like music or art or gym. In a high school environment, the kids would travel all day long. When they go from class to class, they're always moving around. So most high schools and colleges right now are doing a fully remote approach. Elementary schools and junior highs, many of them chose to go with a hybrid model, like our district. So which means that most students are in the building, some are at home. Teachers come into the building, to the school building, and teach from here with most kids in the classroom and some kids at home. For music class, and maybe my next podcast I can share about some lesson models that I'm using on Zoom and Canvas. For music class, what that means is that I come to my classroom every day. I do have the option to stay home, okay? But I choose to come to the building. It just works much, much better for me to be in my room. And so I come to my room every day and I teach all of my lessons, about 6 or 7 classes, 8 classes a day, but it's all on Zoom, okay? It's all remote. Simply because we don't want the children to travel between classes. They go to their homeroom and they stay there all day, and all of their specialist classes are simply done on camera, virtually, on Zoom and Canvas. So that's the model that we follow. So all of my classes that I'm teaching, the kids are on Zoom with me, and I teach the lesson for 30 minutes twice a week, and then I give assignments on Canvas, which the students can engage with on their own between classes and over the weekend. So that's the model we're following right now. It's been working pretty well. I mean, it's not perfect, you know, we depend on technology fully, and that's not always good because Zoom and Canvas and Schoology and all those, they're great, but they're not perfect. Sometimes Zoom doesn't work. Sometimes the Wi-Fi doesn't work. Sometimes a kid will get kicked out of class on Zoom and they think you did it. So it has its challenges, but I would say that overall, given the circumstances, I'm quite happy and satisfied with what we're doing here. I think that for my next episode, I'll try to share some specific lessons that I'm teaching on Zoom and in Canvas. And I think that might be interesting for some of you to listen to and see what it means to teach music class online, on a camera with the kids. You know, half of my class is at home, half of the kids are here in their classroom, because it's a weird, unusual mixture of students in each class. They have to accommodate hybrid and remote kids. So some of the kids on my Zoom would be sitting in a room at school, following along and doing what we're doing in class. And about half of them would be at home, you know, in their living room or in their own room, and following from there. So it's quite interesting to have this mixed audience, and you know, they're in different places and different backgrounds. It's different to be in your classroom while I'm teaching versus being at home on your couch, or you know, with TV on and distraction that your dog is nearby and you know, stuff like that. So it does have its challenges, but given the circumstances, I think it's working pretty well. Well, I think I'll stop here. In my next episode, I'll try to talk a little bit about some of the specific lessons that I'm doing on Zoom and Canvas, and including guitar and piano class. Yeah, that's going to be interesting. A week from now, I'm starting to offer guitar class and piano class on Zoom to the students in my school building. So that'll be very interesting because I've never done it, not even one-on-one. I've never taught guitar or piano on Zoom virtually, one-on-one, let alone in a classroom situation. Like if you have 15 or 20 guitarists sitting there with a guitar at home or at school or wherever they are and teaching them, that's gonna be very interesting. So I'll try to share some of that. I think I'll stop here. If you've listened so far, thank you so much. You made it. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for checking out my podcast, and I hope to see you in the next episode. Have a wonderful day. Stay safe and healthy.